This makes them more vulnerable to overfishing. Tuna fishing has grown into an $8 billion industry. And over 4 million tons of tuna are caught worldwide each year, a fourfold increase in as many decades. Almost two-thirds of the catch now comes from the Pacific. In the Atlantic, yellowfin catches have been shrinking since 1990. Now, a similar decline has begun in the Pacific. Tuna need to swim constantly to keep water flowing over their gills. Otherwise, they can't breathe. The fishermen want to get them out of the water as quickly as possible. When starved of oxygen, a buildup of lactic acid in their muscles causes the quality of their meat to deteriorate. Fish are scooped up from the water, a ton or two at a time. Every last fish from this school of 7,000 yellowfin and skipjack tuna is plucked from the water. With fishing techniques now so efficient, and with ever more vessels plying the Pacific, there is real concern among biologists that even the resilient skipjack may begin to decline. This vessel is not one of the newcomers. It's a Papua New Guinea flagged ship fishing in their territorial waters. So it's subject to catch limits and regulations that are amongst the strictest in the Pacific, designed to ensure that tuna fishing remains sustainable. But New Guinea's fishermen are concerned about the increasing numbers of foreign vessels now fishing for Pacific tuna. They were the first nation to propose that the high seas pockets beyond their national waters be declared marine reserves, as now advocated by Greenpeace. After our cameraman left the Esperanza, Greenpeace continued their journey and captured these images of the world's biggest purse seine, with a capacity almost four times larger than the New Guinea vessel. It's a Spanish ship fishing for Pacific tuna to stock European supermarkets. The presence of such large vessels from countries that have already overfished their own tuna stocks has riled the operators of local fishing fleets, perhaps with some justification. Some biologists have recently warned that tuna populations in the Pacific will be crashing within 5 years unless urgent action is taken. Perhaps it's time to think again about the ways we fish. These pole and line fishermen are Solomon Islanders, and this fishing is a local industry. they target specific species.